Load, 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 Grandad said. Pardon? I said.
I've got one in the barrel.
You've got what? He stopped in the middle of the track. I pulled up behind him, thinking he'd seen another goanna. He waved me past. What is it? His face contorted. Grandad? And then began the most elegant bugle solo a rectal sphincter has ever played. One cat and dog, two cat and dog, 3 seconds of pure farting virtuosity. Mostly the one note, except for right at the end when his bum blurted like a toddler. I applauded. I was 10 years old at the time, and I knew quality art. He bowed. You could be pro, I said.
Thanks, Merrick. I appreciate the sentiment, but I'm not all that fond of cabbage.
Cabbage makes you fart?
Most cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower.
Mental note. Eat more cruciferous vegetables. He stepped past me. I held my breath and jogged to catch him.
Mind you, there are risks, he said. Fart gas can be quite volatile.
Serious? And later that evening, beside a tidy campfire, he asked for the cigarette lighter he'd let me carry, rolled onto his back, and proved it. Twice. We were men of science. He became a kid when we were together, and I became a man. We made a pact that trip that we'd walk the whole Great Southwest Walk, just him and me in our backpacks. All 250 clicks of it. Not all at once, obviously. Each summer we'd drive to a new section, walk and fart, and drink tea beside quiet campfires. We almost made it. It took us 8 years. We had 39 kilometers to go when my grandfather died, and my world crumbled.